Good morning. It's a privilege to be here, and I trust that each one is as thankful as I am for this opportunity to gather together to sing songs of praise, to offer prayers of thanksgiving, and to hear the gospel proclaimed. We have a song in our songbook, Down at the Feet of Jesus. And if you bear with me for just a few minutes, I'd like to talk a little bit about being at the feet of Jesus. And I don't expect to say anything that you haven't heard before, but I think it's worthy. If there's a truth there, I think it's worthy of us to consider it again. When you think about down at the feet of Jesus, I think the first example that comes to your mind is the example of Mary. Mm-hmm. And that's found in Luke 10, 38 through 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken from her, away from her. Martha was cumbered about with much serving, but Mary sat at Jesus' feet, and she heard his word. And Christ himself tells us that that is a needful thing. It's the good part. And I think it's important for us to understand that this good part was chosen by Mary. It was a conscious choice that she made to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. In addition to her making the choice, I think the other thought of some consequence is that Christ identified it as a needful thing and a good thing. As we think about it, think about the significance. What does it mean to be at the feet of Jesus? I think it's the ultimate bowing down of our bodies and mind before Christ, our living Savior. It's a sign of honor and respect. It recognizes the greatness of the one before whom we bow. It's a sign of submission. It's a sign of a humble spirit. With those thoughts on Mary in mind, I want to just take a minute to look at other examples that we find of those who were at the feet of Jesus. There are three miracles described in the fifth chapter of Mark and the eighth chapter of Luke. Unclean spirits are cast out of the wild Gadarean man. A certain woman is healed of an issue of blood, and Jairus' daughter is brought back to life. These are three different miracles, but we see in each one of the miracles that the principles involved in this miracle are at one time or another found at the feet of Jesus. They come humbly before Christ with respect and submission. They're convicted in their hearts that that's where they should be. The Gadarene man ran and worshiped Jesus. And we find that worship and bowing in many instances in the Old and New Testament are synonymous. You bow in worship to Christ and to our sovereign God. While it doesn't say he fell at Jesus' feet, in Mark, the account in Luke does state that fact. And after the unclean spirits were cast out, this Gadarene man was found sitting at the feet of Jesus. He worshiped Jesus. He was found at Jesus' feet. The certain woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years touched Christ's garment. In one account, it says she touched the hem of his garment. In the other, she touched the border of his garment. It doesn't state her posture at that time. But we find that once she was cleansed of her issue of blood, and Christ asked the question, "Who touched me?" We find it recorded that the woman came forth and confessed at the feet of Jesus. Jairus was one of the rulers of the synagogue. And we read that when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, pleaded, made his desires known. He was very clearly at the feet of Jesus. Each of these three, the wild Gadarene, the certain woman, and Jairus, received a blessing from Jesus Christ. At different points in their experience, they were found at Jesus' feet, making their request known and giving thanks and praising his name. But the story of these three individuals does not end with their blessing. They're also commanded to action while at the feet of Jesus. To the wild Gadarene, Christ said, "Go home to their friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." He was admonishing the wild Gadarene to be a good witness, to tell of the blessings that he had received. To the certain woman, he said, "Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." He admonished the certain woman to be faithful, to be a faithful follower. To Jairus, he said, "Be not afraid, only believe." Be a believer. At the feet of Jesus, a place to hear his word and learn, to make our petitions known, to give thanks for his tender mercies, to praise his name, but also a place of peace, joy, and rest. One needful thing, one good part, to be at the feet of Jesus. I trust that we come here this morning with a humble attitude, an attitude of being at the feet of Jesus, that we may hear his word, be taught, receive his instructions, and go forth in our own small way to attempt to serve him in greater ways each day. If you'll bow with me, I'll try to pray. Father, we come bowing down before you, trusting that your Spirit will be with us this day. Father, we know that you've blessed us in so many ways in days past. But we come asking once more that you would look down upon us in mercy. If it be your will, we pray that we will be able to sit at the feet of Jesus this day, to hear his word, to be instructed, and to go forth to serve each other and to serve you each day. Lord, we pray for each one who's been mentioned this morning, those who are suffering from physical illness, those who are suffering from spiritual issues, those who are facing life decisions. We pray that you would be with each one. Fill them with your Spirit, that they may feel your very presence with them, comforting them each day. Father, we pray for this country. We pray for those who are in positions of leadership. We pray for your guidance. We pray for your forgiveness. We pray for your mercy. Father, we ask that you be with Brother Marty as he comes before us. To be your will, we ask that you would give him a message that would be uplifting to our hungry souls, that we may go away from this place saying that truly the Lord was with us. Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our many sins and transgressions. Forgive us of all those things that we have failed to do in your name. Which in Christ's name we pray. Amen.